Coming to you from the Lydia Media Studios in the heart of Lewiston, Auburn, it's Lydia's Lunch Bunch, LA's afternoon morning show with Mark, Sarah, and Pam. Everybody have a good weekend?
Yes.
Good? Yeah.
Kind
right.
of.
Oh,
yeah.
That's right. We have...
quite the story, but yes, I lost my phone. Hopefully it turns up today.
We know where it is.
We do. It's just a matter of, you know.
Getting our hands on
it.
Find my phone does work.
It sure does.
Someone's in for a surprise today. We are covering news and events in the greater LA area and talking to the people making a difference in our community. Give us a listen at LydiaMediaLLC.com or wherever you get your podcasts. And feel free to share your comments, questions, or suggestions via email at podcast@LydiaMediaLLC.com.
Today's show is brought to you by UPI Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, serving residential and commercial customers with new installations and repairs. Call today and schedule your oil and gas boiler cleanings at 754-4556. UPI, the best plumbers around. Also by Rupert's Beverage and Redemption. When it comes to beer, wine, and spirits, don't botch it, squatch it at 6 locations in Lewiston, Auburn, and Oxford. Learn more at rupertsbeverage.com. And remember, the party starts at Rupert's.
We have a full studio today.
Dang right. We have
2, 4, 7 people. Mm. 7 guests from the Lost Valley Competition Program, which we're going to learn more about coming up in just a bit. We have Carly Aretian, Melissa Gagnon. We have Stella, Libby, and Maggie. We have Johnny Bazulak and his dad in the studio.
We are all here.
In our little studio. How you guys doing? Everybody good?
Good.
All right.
All right.
Cool. We are going to talk to you guys in just a bit, but right now, let's take a look at some headlines for Monday, October the 7th.
With less than a month until Election Day, the city of Auburn is reminding residents that the last day for mailed-in, dropped-off, or online voter registration is October 15th. It's also not too late to request an absentee ballot to be mailed for you. For more information, visit maine.gov.
A traffic signal project in Lewiston will close the Wiseman Bridge and Chestnut Street from Mill Street to Lisbon Street. The intersection at Canal and Chestnut will be down to one lane. The work will begin today and is expected to be completed by Thursday.
The Auburn Fire Department and Home Depot partnered to give away free fire extinguishers to residents every Saturday in October. Due to a large turnout this past weekend, the extinguisher supply was depleted. The city thanks the Auburn Home Depot for their generous donation.
The city of Lewiston announced some new hires and promotions. The police department promoted James Avery from patrol officer to corporal. The public library promoted children's librarian Sarah Turner to deputy director. Public Works new hires include Gregory Hayward, Dylan Harvey, and Joseph Bennett. Kerry Brooks is the new communications coordinator, and Anna Goodwin is the new customer service specialist in the Treasury Department.
Safe Voices will hold its annual Domestic Violence Awareness Month vigil tonight at 6 p.m. at 72 Lisbon Street in Lewiston. The vigils are in honor and remembrance of those who we have lost to domestic abuse and violence, to celebrate survivors, and to offer hope to those experiencing abuse.
And College Night for Teens and Parents returns to the Auburn Public Library today from 4:30 to 6:30. Representatives from various colleges and universities from around the state will be joining a panel discussion and mini college fair. The event is open to teens of any age, and more information can be found at auburnpubliclibrary.org.
For today's weather, rain today with a high of 58, chance of rain tomorrow with temps in the low 60s, and sunny on Wednesday with highs approaching 60.
In sports, how about them Patriots?
They still
stink.
They're still the worst.
The Patriots lost to the Dolphins 15-10. And I think they're tied for the worst record in the league with 5 other teams. So
cool.
There's hope that they won't be the worst team.
Cool.
The Pats will host the Houston Texans on Sunday afternoon.
I'm very excited about this next story.
I bet you
We've
are.
We've already talked about it.
It's your best friend.
My best friend, Jeremy Swayman! The Bruins signed goalie Jeremy Swayman to an 8-year contract. Finally, the 25-year-old UMaine alum missed all of training camp and will not start the season opener against the Florida Panthers tomorrow night, which is a super big bummer, but whatever. Eunice Corposola will start as fellow goaltenders Brandon Bussey and Yuri Patera were placed on waivers.
The Maine Nordiques swept the Johnstown Tomahawks over the weekend, winning Friday 5-3 and Saturday 2-1. The Nords move into second place in the NAHL East Division and will visit the New Hampshire Mountain Kings this weekend.
That's exciting. That's a good start for them.
Roll Nords.
Roll Nords. In Bates College Athletics, women's tennis beat Nichols 5-2. Women's soccer lost to Hamilton 5-0. Men's soccer lost to Hamilton 1-0. And field hockey beat Hamilton 2-1.
Central Maine Community College softball. Softball swept Roxbury Community College in a doubleheader. These are correct scores.
This is nuts.
25-4 and 21-0.
Mm-hmm.
So their average margin of victory was 21 runs.
That's crazy.
CM Baseball dropped a doubleheader to Thomas College 9-2 and 10-9. CM Women's Soccer visits the UMaine Augusta Moose this afternoon at 3:30.
And Lisbon High School has suspended all football activities due to an ongoing hazing investigation. The announcement came after the school forfeited Friday night's game against Mountain Valley in Rumford.
That is your news, weather, and sports. Right now, it is time for the podcast segment that is
Swinging!
The Twin Cities. Love that we have that on record. It's time for Famous People Birthdays.
They're famous. It's their birthdays. It's Famous People Birthdays.
Let's take a look at FPBs for October the 7th, shall we?
Okie dokie.
All right. We're going to start off with Taylor Hicks, who is 48 years old today. I guess I'm going to have to do the heavy lifting on this one.
I do remember Taylor.
Do you?
Yes. To American Idol, right?
Yeah.
He was the Soul Patrol guy. Right? He had a whole legion of fans. Soul Patrol. I wish I didn't share that.
I know. The fact that you knew that is a little alarming.
Let's move along.
All right. Fair enough.
I don't want to guess.
No more.
Oh, speaking of American Idol.
Yeah.
Simon Cowell.
Oh, is it his birthday?
He's 65 today.
Oh.
Although parts of his face are like 10.
Yeah. He's such a grouch.
But he himself is 65. Cellist Yo-Yo Ma. Is 69 years old today.
He doesn't age.
Don't tell me you don't have any Yo-Yo Ma in your music collection.
I definitely do. He right. doesn't age. He looks exactly the same to me.
Yeah.
Yo-Yo Ma.
He also gained fame on Seinfeld. Kramer was, he got a concussion from Crazy Joe Davola. Does anyone remember that? And he randomly said Yo-Yo Ma. So Dad remembers back then. Yeah. Yeah, so Yo-Yo Ma, I guess he got a resurgence in his career.
Okay.
Thanks to
Seinfeld.
Because
of Kramer?
John Mellencamp is 73 years old today.
No way.
Yeah, and if you look him up, there are a couple of recent incidents where he is losing it on stage.
Oh, no.
With fans.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh.
He's impatient. He's an angry old man now on stage.
Oh, is he a get up? He's in like fully in the get off my lawn phase of life.
Pretty much. Yeah. Yeah. If he looks out in the crowd and anyone is doing anything he disapproves of, he will stop the show. And one time he walked off stage.
I feel like you showed me a video of this.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah, I recall that.
And there was another recent one where I think someone was singing along to one of his songs really loudly. So like it was throwing him off and he stopped the song and reprimanded the person.
Okay.
Maybe he should stop.
I know.
Touring.
We're all like, what? We're not allowed to sing at concerts anymore?
Maybe he should stop touring.
Maybe he should stop. That's good advice, Pam. You should call him.
And, with my phone. Yeah, that is not here. It's a good one, Sarah.
Ooh. Sarah, remember when you used to work here?
Yeah, I do.
That was cool.
And rounding that's all
out,
that matters to me.
Rounding out FPBs for October the 7th is Joy Behar.
Okay.
She's a co-host on The View. She is 82 years old today.
Yeah. She doesn't look 82.
No.
Well, you know, pancake makeup and good lighting can do wonders for
you. Yeah.
That was an absolute train wreck.
That was.
Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Those are your FPBs for October the 7th. Looking for a tasty meal? We have over a dozen options. Banking services? Plenty to choose from. Holiday gift ideas? Yep, we have that too. These are just a few of the resources you'll find in the October issue of Uncle Andy's Digest, along with jokes, funny stories, shoutouts, an events calendar, advertiser directory, and a whole lot more. Uncle Andy's Digest, your guide to, well, just about anything. Pick up your free copy today and visit uncleandys.com. Now we shift focus to our guests in studio from the Lost Valley Competition Program. The Big Snowball is coming up on Saturday, November 16th at Lost Valley. But before we get into those details, let's get Carly Aretsian in here to talk about why I was so confused last night. While researching this event, I saw LVRC. I saw that acronym. I also saw LVCP.
Yes.
What's going on, Carly?
Yes. So we'll probably be confused for a couple of years.
Okay.
But just last spring, we changed the name to, instead of Lost Valley Racing Club, it is now the Lost Valley Competition Program. And that is to be inclusive of all the disciplines that will be a part of the program. Most recently added in the last 5 years, I think, is the freestyle program, which is not racing, but there are some pretty steep competitions that are awesome to see.
It's not racing, but it's super cool.
Yeah.
I want to learn more about
cooler,
that.
You know?
I want to learn more about this program.
Yes. Yeah. Well, we have Johnny B.
We have Johnny B.
Who's going to tell us all about it.
Yeah.
Is it a branding change or just a name change? Or
it's a branding change. We changed the logo and just trying to be more inclusive. We'd like to eventually expand to more disciplines. So we just wanted to be really future-proof as far as where we could go with it.
Can you talk about some of the disciplines you have currently?
Yes. Currently, we have alpine racing, which includes slalom and GS gates, you know, when they go really fast between around the gates.
Yeah.
And then we have freestyle, which is snowboarding and skiing.
Oh.
And Johnny can probably tell you a little bit more about the different disciplines that they do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't coach that.
That's not in your job description.
I never like jumping.
Not your wheelhouse when
I landed.
Yeah. Okay.
But you do coach.
I do.
What do you coach?
I coach the alpine racing program.
All right. And how long have you been involved in that?
Let's see, probably 7 years, 6 years. I coached middle school and high school in Auburn and Turner as well before that.
And you were a skier yourself back in the day.
I was, right? Yeah. I grew up in Turner. I raced in Tripp and Lovett, and then I went to college at Syracuse University and raced there.
Uh-huh.
So it was a good time.
We have skiing royalty in the studio.
Yeah, I've heard that she was pretty good.
She was pretty good. We found that out last year.
Yeah.
Melissa Gagnon is here as well. Let's talk a little bit about your involvement with the program.
So I have two girls that ski, and they've been doing it. Libby's been doing it for 2 years. Maggie had her first year last year, and I'm also a part of the board.
How long have you been a board member?
As long as Libby's been in, so 2 years.
Let's talk about the snowball on Saturday, November 16th.
Saturday, November 16th at 6 p.m. at Lost Valley. We have a variety of silent auction items that will be displayed. We have a DJ, we'll have food, music, dancing, drinks.
And this raises money for the program?
It does, yeah.
Is this an excuse for Sarah to go out and buy a dress?
It's a pretty dress.
Are you shopping? Are you shopping right now?
To buy a pretty dress.
I wonder if I could find a dress that had like skiers on it.
There's a thing called the internet.
No, it sounds like a pretty dress situation.
It is definitely a pretty dress situation. Yeah, but we have a step and repeat. We had a photo booth last year, which was a lot of fun.
And how many years has this been going on?
This is our second year. And last year was so much of a success. The team that planned it put a lot of really hard work into it. And the night went off without a hitch. Everybody had a blast. It was fabulous. So we decided to do it again.
Yeah, why not?
And we were able to raise quite a bit of funds to put back into the program. So Carly had mentioned that we're kind of expanding. The last 5 years, we did some stuff like to include freestyle. Well, we took part of the funds that we raised last year and reinvested into some of the features on the mountain.
Very cool.
Yeah,
I noticed Lost Valley is getting some updates.
Yeah. Those are not all ours. Let me just be very clear. Those are not all ours.
So you guys aren't paying for the new chairlift?
No.
No, we are not paying for the new chairlift.
You appreciate it, though.
I appreciate the new chairlift, yeah.
Melissa's like, I'm now on record.
Yeah.
You're not paying.
So that the money that we raise, we're trying to reinvest in the club and for the kids coming through. So that way, we're continuing to grow the brand and grow the practice. Yeah.
Whose idea was it to put this event together?
One of the board members was like, we should do adult prom. Doesn't that sound fun?
Yes.
Yep.
So we joined the committee.
So we're like, yes, please. Because we want to buy pretty dresses.
Pretty dresses.
Yeah.
Everybody likes pretty dresses.
It's been a hot minute since I bought, a prom dress, so.
Get it.
So folks can expect a really cool date night.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Fun. Absolutely.
Dancing, drinking, light appetizers, silent auction. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
We have three young ladies that are
three skiers.
They're dying to talk to us right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Stella, how are you?
Good.
Good. What's your involvement with Lost Valley?
I ski.
She's being coached right now.
I'm on the racing program. I do it with my friend and, yeah.
Tell us about your skiing at Lost Valley. What do you do?
Well, I've been skiing for, how many years? Seven? Yeah. Eight?
Wait, how old are you?
10.
Oh, okay.
This so is like
basically your whole life?
Yeah.
Almost, yeah.
Wow.
So you've been skiing since you were 3?
Yeah.
What's your favorite thing about skiing?
My favorite thing is I can do it like with my friends and family, and I like racing with my mom and my friends and everyone else.
Libby, how are you?
Good.
Tell us about how much fun you have at Lost Valley and what you like to do over there.
Personally, like, my favorite part of it is, like, riding up the chairlift at night. It's always, like, if it's not cloudy, it's beautiful. But when it is cloudy, there's a chance you'll get hail in your eyes.
Ooh, that's no fun. Nobody so you just that. Don't look up, right?
Yeah.
No trees covering the chairlift.
Oh.
Do you hope to continue skiing, like, into high school and college?
I don't know about that, but I think I would just rather, like, skiing competition for fun.
What kind of competitions do you do?
Racing.
Just straight down the hill?
See, yeah.
As fast as you can go?
Like,
oh, you do slalom?
Yeah.
Slalom GS.
What goes through your head when you're going super fast down the mountain? Like, what are you thinking about?
Don't fall.
Don't fall.
Don't embarrass yourself. There's a whole bunch of people down there. Don't fall on your face.
And then when you get to the bottom and you didn't fall, what goes through your head?
Yippee!
Yay! And then do you want to go right back up and do it again?
No.
No?
I'm like, I did it once. You just got to do it one more time.
Maggie, how are you?
Good.
And do you ski as well?
Yeah.
What's your favorite thing about skiing?
Probably skiing with my best friend, Piper.
How did you learn how to ski?
Probably practicing.
Do you do the French fries and pizza thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, that's all I know about skiing. I've never been, but I know about French fries and pizza.
That's because he eats a lot of French fries and pizza.
Yeah, they don't last too long around me. Maggie, what do you hope to do in skiing? Do you want to compete? Do you want to race? Or do you just want to go out there and have fun?
I just want to go out there and have fun.
Can I ask you, did you go to your mom and you were like, I want to do what my big sister is doing? I want to put skis on.
No, my dad just made me.
He just was like, here, put these on your feet. Yeah. And you were like, wah, 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 wah.
Yeah.
Yeah? But you love it.
Yeah.
And he put you at the top of a mountain and said, don't forget, French fries and pizza. And then pushed you.
Give you a little shove.
Yeah.
And down you went. You were like, all right, this isn't so bad.
Yeah.
I love that.
That's super cool. Well, thank you three young ladies for joining us today.
Yeah, we appreciate you.
Much appreciated. Let's get Johnny over here. Johnny Bazulak is here, a freestyle skier. How you doing, Johnny?
Good, how are you?
Excellent. Thanks for joining us today. For folks who are not aware of what freestyle skiing is all about, can you describe it for us?
Yeah, so basically we have a couple events. We have freestyle, slope style, which is jumps and rails, and you get 2 runs. And then we have rail jams, which is just 3 or 4 rails set up in a plaza. And you have to hike the rails, and you get 25 minutes to do as much tricks as you can, and there's judges judging you.
Freestyle skiing, it sounds like something we would see in the X Games.
Yes.
It's an extreme sport.
Yep.
You are doing crazy tricks on skis.
Yeah.
Skis and a snowboard, or just for you, just skis?
I used to snowboard, but then I switched over.
Okay.
Why is that?
My neighbor let me use their skis, and then one of my friend's moms taught me how to ski, and then he brought me down the terrain park, so that's kind of how I got into it.
Can you do cooler tricks on skis? Because you get to cross them up in the air and stuff, and
How long have you been doing this?
This is my 4th year, like, park skiing, and then I snowboarded, I think, 2 or 3 years before that.
Were you this little when you first put skis on your feet? No?
I was, like, 12, 13.
Okay.
And what attracted you to this sport?
I think it might have been friends that got me to do it, and then Lost Valley had King of the Hill, and that's kind of what got me into park skiing, like, competitively. And then I saw USAA. They had a competition at Lost Valley that I wanted to do, but I couldn't because I wasn't signed up for it. So that's why I signed up for USAA the next year, and then that's how I got into competition skiing for, like, more competitively than Lost Valley.
What's King of the Mountain?
It was a slope-style event that we had a couple of years ago, but then because of COVID, we had to stop for a little bit, but we brought it back last year.
Gotcha.
Can you describe some of the tricks you do to our listeners?
Yeah.
Because I don't think they're ready for it.
Yeah.
let's see how I can put this. So like some easier tricks are like 360s, which is like spins, and then you can keep going, like as many spins as you can go. And then there's flips, like back flips, front flips. And then you can do off axis flips, which is like a back flip, but then you spin, and it's called a cork seven.
I mean, obviously.
Yeah.
Right. So we do all of these things, but we do them on the ground when we try to ski, and he does them in the air.
Are you going off ramps when you do these tricks?
Yeah. So Lost Valley has some, they're not as big as X Games, but they're like 20, 30 foot jumps. And then if you go to some bigger mountains, there's some bigger jumps too.
This is amazing to me.
Yeah.
I don't know how you get started in this. Like, I can understand watching it on TV and going, wow, that's really cool.
That's cool.
I wonder how you do that.
How many bones have you broken?
None so far.
Awesome. Knock on wood quickly. Jeez.
Any close calls?
His dad's shaking dad's his head yes. in the back.
Maybe a few.
Yeah.
I love the X Games. I love that stuff. I used to be really into freestyle motocross.
Yeah.
And this is like freestyle motocross on skis. So that's why I'm, yeah. I'm fascinated by this guy.
Yeah,
Anybody who does that type of stuff is just, you're wired differently, I think.
The last 2 years, Johnny has gone further to another level, going to the national competitions out west. So I don't know, Johnny, if you can explain it in a very brief way.
Yeah. So basically, I'm not sure how many from like each state go, but you get points when you like podium on competitions, and the more points you get, you might be able to go to nationals, which is at Copper Mountain in Colorado. And I did rail jam the first year, and then I did rail jam and slopestyle the second year, which is, it's a step up out there from here.
Just a little.
Been there, done that, right? Yeah.
Rail jam, what's that involve?
So basically, unlike slopestyle, you have to hike up. It's not that far, but you have to hike up like a little ramp that drops into rails. And then you hit the rails and you get scored on difficulty of tricks in like height and speed and like what you can do. And then slopestyle, you get 3 jumps out there and then 2 rails at the end, and you only get to do it twice.
Wow.
What's your goal? Do you want to end up in X Games?
I think it'd be cool.
And don't they have this event in the Olympics as well?
They don't have rail jam yet, but they have slopestyle.
Is that a goal of yours as well?
Maybe.
He's having fun right now.
If it all comes together.
Yeah.
What's your mindset when you're at the top of the mountain about to do your thing?
I've practiced so many times that I know I'm going to land it. And you have to have confidence in your tricks. That's pretty much 90% of the trick right there. Mm-hmm. It's not that much skill. You have to just know you can do it. You kind of just think about the trick and you just go.
And just do it.
Yeah.
Just go big or go home.
Yeah.
It's that simple.
Yeah.
I'm just making it really complicated.
So this program, Carly, must be drawing some attention because it is cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we're up over 60 athletes on the LVCP and as a whole.
Yeah.
Freestyle has done so well, and there's actually more and more kids on the freestyle that are getting into the USSA competitions and making it to nationals. So that's part of the proceeds from the snowball, is going towards helping them get there. They need a coach there with them, so we have to pay for the coaches to get there. That gets expensive. It's expensive for athletes to go there. And so this is, or even ski in general, snowboard in general, yeah. The equipment. I was going to ask, how many skis have you broken?
Oh, bones, not so
much. I haven't
so
broken any skis, but I have edge cracks from doing rails.
Yeah, it's you go through equipment and it's so expensive. So we want to really help make that accessible to any athlete that wants to try. We understand that their skiing and snowboarding costs a lot of money in general. And so if we can encourage them to just give it a shot. The other thing about the program, which Johnny mentioned too, is it builds confidence. You don't have to race forever. You don't have to compete forever. But it teaches them how to be safe, how to have control going down the hill. All the parents after the first year are just so thrilled with the confidence that their kids have after that. So if they do the program for a year and are done, that's great. I don't care. If they go on to compete nationally or further, that's cool too. It's really about building confidence and increasing our snow community right here around Lost Valley is amazing.
And that's why folks should go to the snowball.
Yeah.
That's right.
And join this event and participate and raise some much needed funds for the Lost Valley competition program. Mm-hmm. That is happening Saturday, November 16th at Lost Valley. And how do folks get tickets?
LVCPsnowball.com. We're also on Facebook. We're posting a lot through the LVRC, LVCP Facebook page. So, and LVRC's new website URL is LVCPmaine.com.
All right.
So hopefully that's a little easier to type in.
Sure. We'll do our best to spread the word.
Awesome.
Johnny, what type of advice would you give to a younger skier wanting to get into freestyle?
Practice and dedication is the best way to do it. the more you practice, the more you dedicate yourself to it, the better you're going to get.
Seems to have it down.
He does seem to have it down.
That's about all around advice, I think. Yeah. Being an athlete in general.
Yeah.
It's good advice.
Can we talk to Dad for a minute? Right now we are joined by John, who is Johnny's father. Thanks for coming on the show.
Not a problem.
And thanks for supporting your son in this venture, because it's pretty awesome.
Got to do it.
I kind of just want to go watch this kid.
I do too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm wondering what your reaction was like. Did he come up to you and say, hey, Dad, I want to do some freestyle skiing. It's crazy, but I need your support.
No, he just started doing it. And the great thing about Lost Valley, you go there, there's tremendous support. Like, who'd you ski with? Oh, I don't know. And like, they all kind of work together. And he was young when he started, so the older kids took him under their wings. And to me, that was awesome. The community is unreal. And the first time I saw him try to do a flip, I'm like, he hesitated, and he needs to get some training. So the first year he went to Nationals, we went out by ourselves with no coach. So the second year, we actually had a coach, which made a huge difference. Mm-hmm. And you had a little bit of support, and the whole community is just amazing.
What are you feeling as a father before he competes?
I'm just jazzed up to watch him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I actually stopped skiing for a while and got back into skiing just to go watch him.
And you want to see him take this as far as he can?
Right to the end.
Yeah. And you're with him 100%.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you either go for it or you don't.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's all in. And he said it, you have to commit. And if you do it partial, it doesn't work. You know what I mean? Like, the consequences are dire. You know what I mean? So either you know what you're doing or you don't. You mean you're not going to do it or not for long. Yeah.
There's no hesitating.
Right. No, hesitation will kill you.
And I know you described it earlier, but we didn't have you on mic. Can you tell us about the setup he has at home?
Yeah, so we built a ramp with, it's called M Snow. It's fake snow. And he's got a 20-plus foot rail, steel rail, and probably half a dozen plastic rails that we built. And we talked to Marvin at the dump, say, can you save us some carpet? And we'd get calls, we got more carpet, so everything around it's got carpet, so the grass doesn't grow up and stuff. And last year, the first snowstorm, he came home with his Tacoma with a cap filled with snow to the roof. And the janitor gave him harassed him a little bit about stealing snow.
Yeah.
But he just wanted to get snow. And one of the things that we're trying to do, and we're going to set up this year, we're going to have an early rail jam at Lost Valley. And if we have to truck snow in, we're going to truck snow in. Or if we can make it, we're going to make it. And it's the cool thing about it will allow people to come and learn about and do the competition. You know what I mean? It's all levels. And like, how do you start? You come up to Lost Valley and you try it.
There you go, Mark. That's awesome. What you got to do.
That's all I got to do.
That's
Johnny, can you come back here for a second? Johnny, great stuff. Thanks for joining us today.
Of course.
Where can folks learn more about you? And do you have anything like on YouTube where folks can see you doing
tricks? I have an Instagram account. It's just my name, Johnny Bezulak.
Okay.
Spell that.
Yeah, you probably want to spell it.
Johnny and then Bezulak.
And they go on your Instagram and they can learn all about you and see some of your tricks.
Yeah.
And then go check you out at Lost Valley.
Yeah.
So cool.
Awesome. This has been so much fun. Yeah. Carly, Melissa, anything else that you want to mention about Lost Valley or the snowball?
I'd say just come on out. It's going to be a great event. We had a lot of fun last year. We're going to have a lot of fun this year. You know, we also take, like, local businesses have been sponsoring. Oh. So there's two ways they can sponsor. They can either be a cash sponsor, and we have different levels of that. And then, or they could also do a silent auction item. And so it's a great way for local businesses to advertise, like, their support within the community. But short of that, buy your tickets now. It's going to be a blast.
The Lost Valley Competition Program Snowball is happening Saturday, November 16th at Lost Valley. And remember, you'll see LVCP, which was formerly LVRC.
Yeah.
Correct. All right. We're here for you.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you guys for coming in today. Thanks, so much
everybody.
Fun.
Thank you.
Bye.
Pack the studio with queens of the mountain and freestyle skiers and all that. Thank you very much. John, appreciate you. Thank you so much. Johnny, take care.
Thank you.
That is going to do it for us, everybody. Thanks to our sponsors, Rupert's Beverage and Redemption and UPI Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. And if you would like to be part of the Lydia's Lunch Bunch advertising family, reach out to Pam Ashby via email. She'll get it on her computer,
yeah, she
not
can't
her phone.
On her phone.
Sorry, Pam. Pretty
Sorry,
soon.
Pam.
That's at pam@lydiamediallc.com. Have yourselves a great Monday, and we will catch you tomorrow. Shanna Cox, the president and CEO of the Lewiston Auburn Metropolitan Chamber of Commerce, will be our guest, and we're certainly looking forward to that. We'll see you then.